Martin McGuinness, the Deputy First Minister, is joining us this morning. So, Peter Robinson, Martin, to go. Is it a sad day for you?
Well, I mean, I think that Peter and I have had quite a number of conversations over the years about our own personal situations and indeed our own political fortunes. And it doesn't come as a bolt out of the blue to me. Peter has made his decision. In politics, as in life, everything changes. Nothing stays the same. And I think that you can't work within the office of First and Deputy First Minister, as I have done for the last 7.5 years with Peter Robinson, and not feel empathy with Peter.
Do you think it was the right time for him to go? Is it the right time? Why are you not surprised?
Well, I'm not surprised because he and I have been able to have, mature conversations about politics and about all sorts of things over the course of the last 7 years. You know, I've heard commentators who regard themselves as experts on your programme saying, Sinn Féin and the DUP hate each other. Well, I have never hated Peter Robinson, and I don't think Peter Robinson hates me. I think we have developed a good working relationship over the years, albeit that we come from different allegiances. There will, of course, be differences between us, particularly in regard to that. But I think in the generality of the work that we've been involved in over the last 7.5 years, we've managed to do what a previous administration under both the DLP and the Ulster Unionists couldn't do. They collapsed on 3 occasions. We have never collapsed, and I think that's a pretty incredible achievement given that we're talking about the DUP and Sinn Féin.
You said quite openly that you considered Ian Paisley to be a friend. Do you consider Peter Robinson to be a friend?
Absolutely, I do consider him to be a friend of the peace process, and as I say, you can't walk.
Do you consider him to be a friend of you?
Yeah, I do. I do, absolutely. And I think that, Peter Robinson and I first came together, we first met one another on that weekend of the 21st, 22nd of March 2007. We spent the whole weekend in Stormont Castle crafting a statement that Ian Paisley and Gerry Adams would make the following Monday, which totally confounded the world that the DUP and Sinn Féin were going to go into government together. So from that moment on, I had a very clear understanding that Peter recognised, particularly in the context of the growth of the Sinn Féin vote in the north, that the DUP is the largest party within unionism and Sinn Féin, that we would have to do business together.
Was he easy to do business with?
Well, there were many challenges over the course of the last 7.5 years. And I think, fairly saying, Peter knows my feelings on this, that this last 2 or 3 years have been very difficult indeed with loyalist flag riots on the streets, the situation up at Ardoyne, particularly difficult with the Tory austerity agenda and how that impacts on working class people. So all of these pressures made the last couple of years very, very difficult, more difficult than the previous 4 years. But I think that, now in the course of this week, we have concluded an agreement. And I think when you go into negotiations, and I'm a negotiator for well over 20 years, you go into those negotiations knowing, particularly if there are 7 parties around the table, you're not going to get everything that you want. That there has to be pragmatism and even at times political expediency, and that in the interest of trying to move our society forward to a better place.
So you've been politically expedient, have you?
I think all political parties have to be in the course of a negotiation if they want to work together and try and find a solution which would end the so-called dysfunctionality label that the executive had over the last, particularly over the course of the last number of years. And the big difficulty with all of that is that some of these instances, like the riots and the parade situation, overshadow tremendous work that was done in terms of showing that the North was open for business, and our ability by going to the United States together to attract foreign direct investment in numbers like we've never seen before.
Let me, I said earlier in the programme that, sometimes when you're in the position of Peter Robinson, or indeed yourself, you know, a high profile politician, that, you're treated as a commodity, that people like me, you know, we batter and we challenge and we push and we push. How much pressure is there on that job in the top, and how much pressure do you think contributed to, well, do you think the pressure contributed to Peter Robinson's health problems?
Well, I certainly do not believe that Peter is standing down for health reasons. Yes, it's true that his health took a bad turn when he took the heart attack, but, you know, I had conversations long before that with Peter, and I think he's made no secret of the fact that in the aftermath of the 2011 Assembly elections, he was given very serious consideration to standing down then, but that the party dissuaded him from doing so.
And are you worried about who will replace him?
Well, people ask me that question whenever Ian Paisley stood down. And, of course, people very close to the DUP told me that the reason, one of the reasons why Ian had to stand down was because people didn't like his very friendly public relationship with myself, which I've always regarded as essential in terms of showing people within our society that reconciliation is the next vital phase of our peace process. And, of course, people wondered, would Peter Robinson and I be able to have a working relationship and get on with each other? And despite of our different allegiances and the different issues that divided us, we did manage to do that, and the institutions remained intact for 7.5 years.
And in a sentence, how will you remember him as First Minister?
Well, I will remember him as the man who was the key architect, along with Ian Paisley, in bringing the DUP into the institutions and being mature enough to recognise that the increase in support for Sinn Féin at the polls meant that unionism had to face up to the reality that equality represented the best way forward.
And what's your advice you give him in his retirement? Maybe he should take up fishing. I've already offered him a job in the Nolan Show. I'm not sure if he's going to take it or not.
Well, I'd very happily teach him fly fishing and take him fishing with me. No, I think Peter won't be sitting in the house, as he said. I think he will be active, and no doubt there'll be enough people out there willing to bestow all sorts of positions on him.
And final question. You're of a similar age. Are you thinking of, are you slightly envious of the free time he's going to have? Are you thinking of doing something similar?
Well, my younger brother retired from working in the housing executive about 2 months ago, and when I went to see him afterwards, I asked him how he was coping with that, and he said, smilingly, every day's like a Saturday. So, I mean, I think I have still a very important job to do. Managing this transition is going to be very important, and I think that we look forward to working with whoever the DUP select as their new First Minister and leader of the party.
Okay. Martin, we appreciate you coming on this morning. Thank you very much indeed. Martin McGuinness from Sinn Féin.